you know, a lot of people there in the hospital are routinely kept immobile, deprived of sleep, and it seems like every time you turn around, being stuck by a needle. So hospitals, for a lot of people, are unpleasant places. And in fact, some new research is showing that staying in hospitals can actually contribute to some disorders like delirium, and even a syndrome called post-hospital syndrome.
Knowing that information, then, I guess we stay as long as necessary, but try not to prolong our stays.
That's right. You know, doctors are trying to reduce hospital stays to get patients out sooner, to get them up and moving and out of those, for many people, those uncomfortable places.
Doctor, we're hearing that Lyme disease is surging in the U.S. It's starting to appear in states that have never really seen it before. It hasn't really been a major problem here in Utah, but do you see a need to know more?
There is a need. It's a concerning statistic that, as you mentioned, Lyme disease is spreading to areas where it isn't routinely seen. The risk is still low in Utah, but it does occur. And so folks should be aware to take proper precautions.
What are the symptoms of Lyme disease? Do you happen to know that?
Yeah, you know, you could, after being bitten by a tick, which carries this bacteria, a person could develop high fever, headaches, fatigue, a characteristic skin rash. And if left untreated, that could spread to your joints, your heart, and even your nervous system.
Hmm. On yet another topic, Doctor, venting may actually make things worse. Should we keep things bottled up, or should we let it go?
Well, some recent popular thinking was, well, you should let it go. Don't suppress it. Well, new research shows that it's actually better to suppress it than to express it, that people who are prone to be angry just get angrier.
You know, we were just talking about this last week, about how if you're constantly sort of talking about the things that are making you upset, you wind up living in that place, always upset all the time. Does that sound true to you?
Yeah, you know, some researchers are thinking that anger is really a symptom. And if you express it, you're kind of ignoring what the cause is. And you really need to seek, instead of focusing on expressing and letting out your anger, you just need to suppress it and try to focus instead on ways that you could not have that anger.
Yeah.